Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional and a small business coach. What I want to do in today's training is share my secret content marketing strategy for network marketers and small business owners. This is going to benefit anyone who owns any type of business who is looking for creative, free, low-cost ways to generate an endless flow of new customers into their business. So whether you own a blog, thrift store, a YouTube channel, a network marketing business, a pet grooming business, any of those type of businesses will benefit from this. So I hope you have an open mind, a pen and paper, and you're ready to learn. This is what I want to cover in the next couple slides. What is content marketing? Why should you use it? What is the easiest, best, most effective way to do it? What strategy do I use and recommend in my own businesses? So let's start with content marketing. Content marketing is when you create content online, such as videos, PowerPoint slides, articles, images, podcasts, any type of content to promote yourself or your business. They should be educational and entertaining, but it can be in any type of format. Basically, you're positioning yourself as an expert and you draw people to you through your content. This is often called attraction marketing. It's where you're positioning yourself as an expert or as the go-to person in your niche. You teach, educate, help people, and it draws people to you. So why should you use content marketing? Well, first of all, it's free, and free is good. I love free. You probably do too. It also lets you work smart. It positions you as the expert. You become the authority in your niche, and it's not like traditional sales. People come to you rather than you going to people and pitching them. It lowers buyer's resistance with your prospects, and it makes life a lot easier for you. Let's just be honest for a minute. Wouldn't you rather have two or three people approach you per day than for you to go and inbox 10, 20, 30 people per day? I know I would. So what type of content works best? I've found from personal experience that video marketing is probably the most effective. People love videos, especially if they're short, sweet, to the point, educating and entertaining. But podcasts also work well. Articles still work good. It really boils down to using a combination of formats that's going to be a good fit in the niche that you pick. So let's talk about what my strategy is for content marketing. And I want to just be clear right up front. I only spend about an hour a day doing this. This does not take a lot of time. Once you do it a few times and you get it figured out, you can create a lot of content really quick by what's called repurposing content. So what I do is I log into my Zoom account. I'm on Zoom right now making this video. I create a few slides because I think people are visual and I like to do a lot of my training through slides. I record the video on Zoom, which normally takes between 5 and 15 minutes to make and record it and publish it. Once that's done, I download it from Zoom and then I upload it to YouTube on my YouTube channel. I upload it directly to Facebook. I upload the video directly to LinkedIn. I then strip out the video and I upload it as a podcast on SoundCloud. Now, what Zoom allows you to do when you download something that you created, you can download the video for it and you can download the audio version. So I just upload that audio version to SoundCloud. It becomes a podcast. I then take the slides that I created and I upload those into slideshare.net. So now what I have done, I've created one piece of content and I've repurposed it into five pieces of content. And I've done it in less than an hour. And you can do that too. This is the power of doing what I just explained to you. Let's just say you can make a commitment to 1 hour a day. You can make one video a day. Over the course of a year, if you did that 5 days a week, and I'm a big fan of taking the weekends off. I don't think you should do any business 7 days a week. But 5 days a week, you make one video a day. And then you just repurpose it into one other piece of content. So maybe you upload it to YouTube and you upload it to Facebook. And you do that for 52 weeks in a year. That's 520 pieces of content you have out there at the end of 1 year promoting you and your business. If you could commit to three pieces a day, that would be 760 pieces of content. If you committed to four pieces of content per day, that's 1,040 in the course of a year. And if you committed to five a day, that's 1,300 pieces of content at the end of a year. And keep in mind, the only difference between 2, 3, 4, and 5 is just how many different platforms you upload your video to. So if you just upload to Facebook and YouTube, that's 2. If you also upload it to LinkedIn, to TikTok, or whatever, then it's very easy to get to that 3, 4, 5 pieces of content per day because it's just one piece being repurposed. Each piece of content is like an advertisement working for you 24/7. How much would your business grow if you did this for 3 years? Let's say you committed one piece of content, you repurposed it into 5 pieces a day, and you did that for a year. That's 1,300 pieces. If you did it for 5 years, that's 6,500 pieces of content all out there on the internet world, all working for you 24/7. How many leads, how many fans, how many sales do you think you would get in your business if you had all of that content working for you? What if you got really committed and you did 2 or 3 or 4 hours per day and you created 4 or 5 videos per day and repurposed that into multiple content? Think about how much you would have out there. And this is what a lot of businesses do. They just have a lot of videos on their YouTube channel. They have a lot of content on their Facebook. They have a lot of content on their LinkedIn, on their own website. And all that content's just working 24/7, generating new leads, new sales for their business. So how do you create good content? I do believe you should think of yourself from this day forward as a teacher, not a salesperson, not even as an entrepreneur. You are a teacher. Just like I'm doing in this video, I'm teaching you what I know. You want to provide value in your videos and in your training. It shouldn't be all about you. It shouldn't be you just trying to sell something. It should really benefit the person who is viewing your content. It should be all about how they can find solutions to their problems. Don't try to sell a lot in your videos. Just focus on the good content. Focus on what's in it for the people watching your video and reading your content. Be yourself. Don't try to be like somebody else. Don't worry about if you stutter every once in a while or if you close your eyes when you talk or you think you look funny on camera. No one really cares. If you're being genuine, you're being sincere, that's what really matters. And your content should be short and sweet and to the point. You don't want to mumble. You don't want to make a 10-minute presentation into a 4-hour presentation because you can't get to the point. So learn how to be clear and concise and keep your content to about 5 to 10 minutes is the max in most cases. So how will content marketing work for you? Well, people start by viewing your content. They find your content on YouTube or Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever platform you upload it to. At the end of your content, you have a simple call to action. Chuck, you're probably wondering, what should I say, Chuck? This is what I like to say. If you'd like to learn more about how I can help you in your business, help you grow your business and make more money and be more successful, please check out my website at charlesholmes.net. So that's my call to action that I use in my videos, something simple like that. You're letting people know how they can benefit from doing business with you or what do you want them to do next. You have to really tell people what you want them to do. Then what you want to do is you want to send people to your capture page or website to grow your list. You don't want to really just send people to an MLM website or just your business website. You really want to be geared around growing your email list because that's where the money is. So if you head on over to my website, charlesholmes.net, you'll see I have all my different lists, all my different offers on one page. And the person who checks it out, they can click on whatever is relevant or important to them. And finally, interested prospects are going to seek you out and buy from you. If you've done a great job with your content, you position yourself as that expert. People are going to want to do business with you because they like to do business with experts. Also, your videos, they help build up that like, know, and trust factor, which is definitely going to help you. So what should you do right now? The first thing you really want to do is you want to pick your audience. And it's important that you try to find some type of niche. Some people call this niche marketing, but you're not trying to appeal to everybody. You're trying to appeal to whoever your tribe is going to be. Most of my videos are geared for network marketers. I also make some videos for other small business owners, but 99% of it is geared towards people in the networking industry because that's my niche. You don't have to pick the same niche as me. You just have to decide what niche you want for your business. Maybe it's stay-at-home moms. Maybe it's realtors. Maybe it's insurance brokers. Maybe it's used car salesmen. Whatever it is for your small business, pick your niche. Once you do that, the next thing you want to do is you want to pick your platforms. And there are a lot of platforms. There's Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and probably hundreds of others. I would recommend you pick maybe 2, 3, 4. You don't have to be on all of them, but pick 2, 3, 4, 5 that are going to be good for people in your niche. So think about people in your niche. What websites or what social media sites are they on the most? Those are the ones that you want to be on. The next thing you want to do is create your content calendar. What I like to do is I like to plan out my content for the whole week. I know what video or what subject I'm going to make a video on tomorrow, what subject I'm going to make a video on the next day. If you're wondering how to create your content, just think about problems people in your niche have. What type of questions do they have? What type of problems are they trying to find solutions to? And then make content geared around those subjects. Next, you just want to get started and keep improving. You're not going to be perfect on your first video. I still mess up some of my videos, and I've been doing this a long time. Good enough is good enough. Nothing is going to be perfect. Just do the best that you can. And then most importantly, you want to stay consistent and don't quit. This is a long-term play. It's going to take a little bit of time to build up a following. You got to have some patience. You got to stick with it. You're not going to see a ton of traction after 1 month or probably after even 2 months. But if you keep doing it, you will build up your following. You will build up that like, know, and trust. You will start getting more sales and more leads for your business. There's no doubt in my mind. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to watch today's training. Don't forget to like, comment, and share. If you got some value from this, you can subscribe to my channel. I'd appreciate that. You can also check out some other content that I have. And if you'd like to learn more about how I can help you with your network marketing business, head on over to charlesholmes.net. And you can see the different tools and resources that we have available to help people. I hope you have a great day. Thanks again for watching. See you on the other side.